This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Does that, to critics, indicate a casual attitude towards classification and towards the way secrets were kept and protected when you were Secretary of State?
No, not at all, Andrea. You know, I went into the State Department understanding classification. I'd been on the Senate Armed Services Committee for years before I was Secretary of State. I take classification seriously. The fact I couldn't remember certain meetings, whether or not they had occurred, doesn't in any way affect the commitment that I had and still have to the treatment of classified materials.
Well, she says that she understands it, but yet statements are made in the FBI documents, Scott, that she didn't understand. So who do we believe?
Actions always speak louder than words, right? Actions are always louder than words, and her actions say that she doesn't take it seriously and that she doesn't understand it. That's what her actions say.
Yeah, and then how many times did she not recall, meetings and cited that, she had fallen, she had issues and that sort of thing, and yet here we are, seriously considering her to be president of the United States. And number one, we've got a compromise in national security, the way security items are handled, even by the definition of the FBI director, rather careless. And then in the interview, as she stated that, she couldn't recall on a number of times. I mean, not just once or twice. I think it was a couple of dozen times where she said that she just didn't remember meetings, and cited that it was because of her illness. So it all brings into question this, and I know that Hillary's camp is just they're doing everything they can to put the fire out here, but no sooner do they get one question at least kind of answered that the mainstream media can, kind of hang on to, then there's something new that's revealed. But I think these FBI documents that came out, whether it has to do with, how many times that she can remember things, and almost kind of like you say, flippantly responding to, what even C means on it, that she thought, seriously. I mean, that's almost like saying, well, did you wipe, when somebody asked her, hey, did you wipe the surface? She goes, oh, you mean with a cloth? No, we mean with Brightbit or something that they use to actually shred digital evidence. This is the state of what it's like to deal with, this is what it's like to deal with Hillary Clinton. She's not about to, I think we're fooling ourselves. We think we're going to fess up. It's not going to be that. It's going to be, kind of like with what happened with Bill Clinton, is there's a blue dress somewhere that all of a sudden pops up, and that's it. That's what it comes down to. Well, great to have you along with us, ladies and gentlemen. Our heart's a little bit heavy this morning. We learned last night of the passing of Phyllis Schlafly at 92. In fact, Scott, as you recall, we just had talked to Phyllis last week, I think. And so this is tough, to lose somebody like her. But the thing is that we're so blessed because the iconic figure that she was and what she did for conservatives and how she led the way in grassroots level, and that her legacy will continue. And we've got Craig Shirley coming up in just a little bit, and we're going to be talking more about her. Also, Samantha Mills Mao, who knew Phyllis as well. So we will... We will talk more about Phyllis Schlafly, and that'll be coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. How you doing? I should say aloha. We're coming to you live from the CRN studios in Kanapali Beach Hotel. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That is where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Craig Shirley, best-selling author, has written three books about Ronald Reagan. His newest one, Last Act, The Final Years, An Emerging Legacy of Ronald Reagan, tells the story of Reagan's final years as president and his post-presidency. Shirley's earlier books were Rendezvous with Destiny, Ronald Reagan and the Campaign That Changed America, which detailed Reagan's 1980 campaign, and Reagan's Revolution, the untold story of the campaign that started it all, about Reagan's 76 presidential challenge to Gerald Ford. Craig Shirley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, how are you? I wish I was where you are instead of where I am.
Well, it's all well, and especially, you know, we're celebrating the birth of our ninth grandson. First,
congratulations.
Yeah, so we're here, and in fact, he had a little surgery last week and spent some extra time in Oahu, and he's coming to Maui later on today, so we're looking forward to hugging him up and, you know,
well,
being with him.
Well, I hope everything's well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing real well. Thank you very much. Hey, Craig, I appreciate you coming on at the last minute here, you know, to honor Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah.
I mean, what an iconic figure. You know, I got the news last night that she had passed at the age of 92.
Yes, it's a tragedy, but what a life, what a long, productive, enviable life that she lived. I don't think she struck me as the type of person. I knew Phyllis for many, many years, is that she didn't waste emotion. She didn't waste it. You know, there was no, everything was planned. Everything was thought through. Everything was thought out. There was very, very little wasted motion. And when I heard the news last night, my first thought was that, Bill, was that I can't imagine a world without Phyllis Schlafly. It's just hard to get my mind around, is that she was so important and so all present, and she was involved. Realize that she was involved in national politics from the 1960s right up until just a few days ago.
Exactly. Well, she was just on with us a couple of weeks ago, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll bet she was sharp as a tack, too.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. She was nonstop and tremendous. So, I really had no idea that that was news to me, that she had been suffering from cancer. But that's the way she was. She was so focused.
It came on very, very quickly.
Yeah. And she was, but as you mentioned, it's hard to imagine a world without her, but her footprint was so distinguished that I don't know that we could ever be without Phyllis Schlafly, frankly.
Well, I'm not, the conservative movement would be vastly different. The fortunes of Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, the forces that defeated radical feminism and the ERA, the forces that stood up to those that wanted to destroy the American family, have a lot, are saying a silent prayer and a silent thank you to Phyllis Schlafly today, because she stood up for all of these things. She stood up for traditional values. She stood up for Barry Goldwater. She stood up for Ronald Reagan. She wrote A Choice. I remember as a child, my father she wrote, of course, A Choice, Not an Echo.
Not an Echo,
which,
right.
Which my father bought, I think they were in 1964, 1963, they were 10 cents a copy. And he bought them by the gross just to hand them out to his friends, because he said, you have to read this. You have to read this. And it was a landmark book. Mm-hmm. It firmly planted her in the political firmament from which she never budged.
Exactly. You know, when you talk about women's rights, I mean, what a fighter for women's rights and equality and, those values that somehow have been hijacked by the left.
Yes.
She was she was a true patriot in that regard.
Well, look at who was left standing at the after the field after the cooled and tempers subsided. Is that who was left standing? It wasn't Gloria Steinem. It wasn't Ms. Magazine. It wasn't Now. It wasn't radical feminism. It was Phyllis Schlafly leading the pro-family movement. Now, certainly there are forces in national government, in our culture and society, which conspired to undermine the American family. She couldn't take on every fight, but the fights she did take on, she invariably won.
Mm. Well, when we spoke last time, we talked about, she had reprinted A Choice, Not an Echo. Mm-hmm. Did a couple updates on it.
Right.
And, I said, Phyllis, wow, this is something that you have been longing for quite a while, that the GOP would be a clear choice and no longer an echo. And I feel she was really encouraged by what was happening, though some may be confused with the GOP today. That's okay. She just felt like this was part of the process.
Well, I think, and I didn't get a chance to talk to her about it, is that in her mind and in the mind of many, many conservatives, the three most important conservatives of the last 50 years have been Bill Buckley, Barry Goldwater, and Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Donald Trump, even if he wins, it is doubtful he will join that, join those three. But I think she approaches is that I don't like the false argument, the lesser of two evils, because I don't believe that. I think that there is badness, but it has to be opposed by equal force by goodness. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, anyway, is that yes, she was for Trump, but she was for Trump because he wasn't Hillary. In 1980, she was for Ronald Reagan because he was Ronald Reagan, not because he wasn't Jimmy Carter.
Exactly. Right.
In 1964, she was for Barry Goldwater because he was Barry Goldwater, not because he wasn't Lyndon Johnson. I think this time around, most conservatives who have meandered over to reluctantly support Trump are doing so more because he's not Hillary Clinton than by his campaign, his pronouncements, his character, or what type of president he's going to be.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, a note about Phyllis Schlafly was her heart for the grassroots. She was a firm believer that if change was going to happen, it had to happen from the ground up.
Absolutely. And that's very much consistent with American federalism, Bill, is that we believe that change, is that American conservatives believe in bottom-up governance and not top-down, is that we are very much unlike the British Tory model, the Burkean model, which believes in defending institutions. No, we challenge institutions. We believe in the rights and dignity and freedom of the individual, and that the individual in a private setting can affect much more change and much more positive change than can, as Reagan said, a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can determine our lives for us better than we can determine them ourselves. That was from his 64 speech for Goldwater, and it holds more true today than it ever has before.
Exactly. Well, with her passing at 92 years old, of course, her organization, Eagle Forum, from what I understand, will continue, and more information about the life and times of Phyllis is there. Certainly past interviews and conversations, the most recent, as I mentioned, just a couple of weeks ago, to your point, Craig, up to even a couple of days ago. I mean, still fighting for conservative values. In a quick nugget here, what would be her message?
Keep fighting. Never quit. Never surrender. Stand by your principles. Stand up for dignity, stand up for everything that made America the shining city on the hill.
Amen. Craig Shirley, thank you so much for being with us. Craig, president of the influential government relations marketing firm Shirley and Bannister Public Affairs. He's lectured at the Reagan Library, is a visiting Reagan scholar at Eureka College, and a member of the Board of Governors of the Reagan Ranch. Craig Shirley, thank you so much.
You bet, Bill.
It is about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, thank you for joining in and joining the good fight to get this country back on track, whatever it takes. Good to have you along with us just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Hart is with us, Opportunity Lives Editor-in-Chief. And, John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's great to be on again, Bill.
Well, John, you know, just very briefly, we'd been talking about the passing of one Phyllis Schlafly, 92 years old, conservative icon. No doubt she will be missed, but undeniably is the legacy that she leaves behind.
That's right. Yeah, brilliant, incredible lady, and just a tireless warrior, you know, for what's right and for the family. So she was extraordinary.
Well, if there was ever a time, I mean, her heart's cry echoing back from the mid-60s of a choice, not an echo. Clearly, yeah. America is faced with that today. I mean, there's not an echo here. There are clear choices between these two parties, right?
Big time. I mean, what's astonishing, too, is, you know, one thing that's been in the news a lot is the, you know, the issue of Colin Kaepernick and race. And
yes.
You know, it's funny when we look back to how race was discussed in the 60s, you had Dr. King articulate what in hindsight almost looks like it's a conservative vision for human dignity. And what I mean by that is we've reached the stage where you have the president of the United States backing identity politics. And when King stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he didn't say I have an identity. He said I have a dream.
Exactly.
And that dream is what built this country, that we're, endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights. And there can actually be agreement between people of faith and people who have no faith on whether that comes from natural law, whether that comes from a creator. But the point that unifies us is that our rights don't come from the state. In other words, they don't come from a temporary institution or a nation. There's something transcendent about human dignity in our country, and Phyllis did a magnificent job of saying the unborn are part of that.
Exactly.
That family. And so we're at this, you know, really troubled, cultural moment where we need to look back, at ideas that are true, you know, ideas that have endured and made this country what it is and can make it better again.
Well,
not to lift anyone's slogan or anything, but
yeah, right. Well, no. Well, the thing is I think that's the heart's cry, is that people see that we're missing the mark. You got 7 out of 10 saying, "Hey, we're off the skids here. Something is wrong with America." That's brilliant. You know, that's a great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? And what has been happening is, like in any dispute. You exercise yourself through this process, where there's a lot of argumentation and a lot of talking at instead of talking with. And it's
right.
Almost like, in a sense, John, it's kind of like somebody drowning. Lifeguards know if someone's drowning, they don't go and save them right away. They wait until they fight themselves out so that they don't drown both of them, you know, the lifeguard as well as the person who's in peril at that moment. You got to wait until they just fight themselves out, and then you can go and save them. And it's almost like where this country is that we're still fighting, and we just need to get to that point where we're weary enough to say, okay, I'm open for reason here, and to your point, that we really start to focus on the things that make a difference, the things that, as you say, you know, Martin Luther King had shared, and even, you know, let's go back, to what Christ shared with us. It's kind of like my kids used to say every once in a while, you know, when there would be conflict in the family, and I think my son one time, I think he was all about 4 years old, he goes, "Well, why don't you just do what Jesus says?" You know, it's kind of a novel thought, you know.
No, and I have four kids, and the insights that I hear every day from them are really extraordinary. Where there's, I think we tend to sometimes we unlearn. You know, we don't want to put childish things behind us, but we don't want to ever lose that childlike insight into what's true and into what's redeeming.
Yeah.
And I think your drowning image is. You know, it's scary, but I think that's an accurate and you know, insightful way of describing where we are as a country, and that we have all this flailing and fighting and thrashing. And we've got to come to this point of surrender where we realize, wow, this approach is just not working.
Yeah.
And, and meet people with grace and truth and humility and, mm-hmm. and kindness. And, that's the challenge.
And to focus on the main, objective, John, you know, what are we here for? You know, what is it all about ultimately? If not, in a sense, you know, kind of like what we're doing with Phyllis Schlafly, we look back, we celebrate her life. And why do we have to wait until somebody passes? How come we can't celebrate, you know, the lives of people regardless of where they are and honor that? That's what this is coming down to, I see, is what's mm-hmm. agitated the, you know, the contention all the more. As you mentioned, it's been all about identity politics. Well, once we go down that road, it's not very edifying. It divides us. It does everything that our founding fathers, they knew, and whether you want to argue what their faith perspectives and their worldviews were, certainly they had a perspective that, you know, had them call for a higher calling. I mean, for them to recognize, first of all, that the rights of the governed did not originate, you know, from the state and the leaders, that they were immutable, that they came from God. I mean, therein lies the high calling, I believe. And when we miss that mark, then everything else falls apart. What do you think?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, a related study on this point that you've probably read and heard about is Pew does this periodic update every year or two about religious affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been on the decline the past few years, where it's the rise of the nuns, you know, not the Catholic nun, but the N-O-N-E-S,
right,
where there's no affiliation. So let me throw out a related point here, which I think what's happening in the country, you know, Carl Jung, the Swiss psychologist, talked about the religious instinct that we're wired as human beings to worship something. And he observed during the communist era that when North Korea, for example, became a communist state, it isn't that they killed religion; they just started worshiping new gods. And
exactly.
Blaise Pascal talked about the God-shaped vacuum, that we're made as human beings to. It's the same idea, that we're made to pursue something transcendent beyond us. Mm-hmm. So what I see happening in the country is that we've drifted from, you know, what we describe as traditional faith. But it isn't that faith has declined. It's just we have faith in new things. We have faith in ideology.
Exactly.
So ideology, in some ways, mm-hmm. is the new American religion. And that's why you see some of that thrashing, is that there's this crazy mm-hmm. attachment to these ideas that are not, they don't work. They don't provide fulfillment. Mm-hmm. They don't provide peace. They don't provide a way of working through differences. And that's where we are on so many fronts. So it isn't that we're less religious. We're just religious about different things and things that are not as fulfilling mm-hmm. and don't make sense of the world.
Yeah, it is rather empty. There's no doubt, and that's what we're finding out. That it is a process. I mean, God is leaving us to our own senses or lack thereof. You can see it for yourself. See what's happening with your family, what's happening with your marriages, our country, you know, the various building blocks. You know, as we mentioned, Phyllis Schlafly, she understood the basic building block of society,
right,
that it was the family, that it had to be honored. When it was dishonored, then we put everything else at peril. And here we are with all this contention and confusion, as you say, with changed, in a sense, the truth for a lie. And we're, you know, kind of ironically, you know, we have a political process that says, oh, we can't mix, you know, religion with politics. But yet that's exactly what they've done and they're doing. So in exchanging, you know, one for the other. John Hart is with us, editor-in-chief of Opportunity Lives. And we've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 29 after.
Higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork.
so managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together. Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. Why not? If we're going to get this working again and get us back on track, it's a government of, for, and by we the people. That's the ultimate, and that is what needs to be the focus. 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Opportunity Lives Editor-in-Chief John Hart is with us as we continue our conversation. John, as you mentioned earlier about Colin Kaepernick, amazing that this story continues. Of course, it went from him sitting down. Now he's wearing socks with pigs on it and, wearing police hats. I mean, he's really stretching the discussion here, isn't he?
Right. to put it mildly. You know, and I think one development that I think is more serious and worth, reflecting on for a minute is when the president came out and made some supporting comments, essentially, where he said that he acknowledged that it's tough for people in the military and police to, quote, get past this. That shows really the divide and the difference in philosophy and how far the president has gotten away from these ideas that we've talked about Dr. King, which are really based on the scriptures, about how we view people, where their value and rights come from. It's the I have a dream versus I have an identity notion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a real problem. I think part of what we're trying to do at Opportunity Lives is find people on our side who believe in conservative principles, who can articulate a vision in a more unifying and powerful way. And one of those people is Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, African American. you know, a person of faith and conviction. And he gave a very powerful and moving speech on the floor of the Senate where he talked about, you know, instances where he had been discriminated against. And, you know, he described how he'd, you know, walked in the security in the office buildings, and a police officer said, look, I recognize the pin, but you, I don't know. I don't recognize you. And, you know, he'd been stopped seven times the past year by police officers. So what Scott was able to do is acknowledge that, that many, many people of color do feel marginalized, and often for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not making it up. It's a real sentiment that we can't, you know, we have to face as conservatives and face that on. But rather than turn that into bitterness, what he did is say the way to get through that is to really lift up the American idea, the idea that we're all created equal. And that's what Dr. King did, but that's what Barack Obama is not doing. He's wanting to just make everyone feel special within their own identity.
Right.
And that doesn't work. All that does is fuel division and discord and that thrashing, you know, that we talked about mm-hmm. earlier. So Scott, you know, Scott is really onto something, and he lived the American dream story. You know, he grew up in poverty. You know, people say Republicans mm-hmm. don't know any poor people, but you know, Tim Scott grew up in that environment right. and is a servant leader, you know, is giving mm-hmm. back to his community.
Exactly.
So that's a model of how to I think approach this and go forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Dr. Ben Carson as well, you know, John.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
His life, I mean, it stands in the face of all this contrarian view. Say what you want. I mean, raised by a mm-hmm. single mom, he and his brother, and look what he's been able to achieve. And people, you know, look for him as a voice of reason and looking to him for the last several years.
No, that's right. He's another great model. I mean, to go from poverty to being a neurosurgeon, you know, is amazing. And that's, you know, this country still gives people that opportunity to do that. And we need to guard against all the things that are going to undermine it. Whether it's you know, the poverty industrial complex, whether it's, you know, perverted views on race. Those are all big challenges for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I believe that a majority of Americans, we have, and I think this was kind of the, the force behind Barack Obama. I believe that America said, hey, look, I think that he could be the guy to heal the nation and finally get this racial divide behind us. Maybe we were unrealistic, those of us who thought that he could make a dent, but I didn't think he could make it worse. But you know, when you consider the world views of Martin Luther King, as you say, in comparison to the world view of Barack Obama, I mean, he said it to us. He was subtle, but of course, you know, even as Hillary said, you know them by who they associate with. And right. when you look at Barack Obama's background and his mentors, I mean, these were all contrarians. These were people that were anything but America, almost.
Yeah, very radical. Sure. No, it's really a tragedy. You know, and the irony is with both the president and with Kaepernick, the fact that they've been elevated to the positions they have shows the degree to which we have progressed, we have moved beyond a lot of dysfunction. Kaepernick he lacks any self awareness that here he is getting paid $19 million a year because he lives in a country where you can rise to the top, and the same thing with exactly. the president.
Right. We have a female soccer player.
Right.
You know, a U.S. captain, you know, of our national team. She's taken a knee. Now she's joining this. And clearly what it's aching for is a conversation. Mm-hmm. Whether or not we're ready to have that conversation is yet to be seen.
No, that's true. Yeah. And, one point I think that we need to emphasize and really embrace as conservatives is that, you know, when the left says, well, they're just exercising their constitutional rights, we need to applaud that. Say, yeah, absolutely. The Constitution does give us the right to always relitigate these questions about identity, about what kind of country we're going to have, and the founders in their wisdom created a system of laws and the rule of law, really, where we can always hash it out. We can always have that argument.
Right.
But if you don't have that philosophical moral foundation for how you resolve conflict, you just have incessant, endless conflict. Going way back to the 1600s, Milton, the English philosopher who really inspired the founders and the First Amendment, said, "Whenever truth and falsity are allowed to grapple freely, who ever knew truth to be pinned by falsity?" And the point there is that there is something that is true and false, and that if we grapple, if we wrestle, we can get closer to it. And people think, that means you know the truth and you're self-righteous, et cetera. And that's not the point at all. It's simply saying that in both the physical and kind of moral universe, there are principles that are true and principles that are false. And
yes,
we want to in our limited human ability to perceive that, we don't always get it right. But that doesn't mean that there isn't an ideal to strive for. And that's what we've lost. We're in the sort of postmodern age of nihilism and total inward focus. And you can't resolve conflict in that environment. You can only create conflict.
Right. When you want to do things according to your own eyes, right? I mean, everybody's opinion counts in that sense. And that's what we say here on the show, John, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is where America is right now, is that we want to cast away the facts and the immutable laws and say, okay, we're going to test one more time if the law of gravity really works. I say, okay, get up on top of the roof and jump and see what happens, you know.
You got it.
And silly us, here we are. Hey, on the other side, real quick, we got about 20 seconds left. I was encouraged by the Florida Seminoles football player sitting to have lunch with an autistic boy. This was a black player, a white autistic boy. And you talk about a message and one that we can be encouraged by without a doubt. John Hart, the editor of Opportunity Lives. John, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're 15 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, coming to you fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're in Alohaville with me right now in Hawaii, betty early, 3 to 6 in the morning, good to be with you as we continue to fight the good fight 24-7, no matter what time it is, because that's just the way we roll, and that's just the way the opposing attitudes roll. It's always there, and we've got to push it back. But, hey, it's time to take a break, and let's take a look at some good news, and that means it's time for the one and only Samantha Mills Mao, reporting on the week's best viral videos. And you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and tune into the information there that she has to share with us every week. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Fine. How about you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, just for a moment, because you were such a connector. And very briefly, I don't want to put you on the spot here, with Phyllis Schlafly. And you were the go-between for many years between Bill Martinez Live and Eagle Forum. And, again, I want to thank you, you know, for connecting Phyllis and I. And, she's just such a grand lady. And, with her passing, 92 years old last night, I know, many are very sad, but like you and I, very blessed at the same time to have gotten to know her and to respect her work and the impact and the legacy that she leaves behind for women's rights, for family rights, conservative values, all those good and valuable and lasting attributes that she fought for all of her life.
That's right. You know, she was a really amazing woman, and I feel blessed to have gotten to represent her and, you know, schedule interviews for her and get her voice out there. And, you know, she never backed down from a fight, and she stood up for her beliefs, and she was a real leader
yes.
in her movement. And, you know, she worked right up until the end. She was doing interviews right up until the end. And what an amazing woman. I mean, she's just been doing, she's been doing this for 70 years, I believe somebody said.
Yes.
You know, she was a rare person, and the world won't be as good without her. But, you know, we're all lucky to have had her there to, and she really did make a difference. I mean, what a difference she made. She was at the Republican National Convention, you know, just a short while ago, and, you know, we'll miss hearing what she has to say. And I loved reading her articles. She always had, you know, a very interesting take on everything, and she had a lot of wisdom to offer the world.
You know, and when you have somebody with this much experience and intelligence, you know, what a resource, as you say. You know, I had a chance to finally meet her face to face a couple years back at CPAC. And speaking of her energy, I mean, she was a whirlwind. I had to chase her down, you know, and I was able, you know, to get a picture of her and, you know, with her. And it just was it's just a sweet lady. And we've become, you know, friends through the years as a result of, you know, doing these interviews. And as I said a couple of weeks ago that we talked and, you know, she was on with us, as you know. Well, Sam, one of the good news stories, and I'm glad you're leading with this one, it's the Florida Seminoles football player, a black player, befriending a white autistic boy at lunch. This is a very touching story. I mean, of all the things that we hear about Black Lives Matter and all this identity politics that we were talking with John Hart just a moment ago, this is what's genuine. And very, very special. And when you see things like this, it gives you hope that America does offer an incredible amount of opportunity. And we have a grand future ahead of us in spite of the contention that we're dealing with right now.
Well, that's right. And, you know, so Travis Rudolph is a wide receiver for the Seminoles. And he visited Tallahassee's Montford Middle School this week. And whenever he went into the cafeteria, he saw a young man named Bo Paskey. And most days, Bo eats alone at lunch. You know, he was sitting there eating pizza. And Bo also has autism. And so his mother said he doesn't always mind eating alone at lunch, but Travis decided to reach out to him and sit down and visit with him. And there ended up being a picture taken. And, you know, it meant so much to Bo's mom that Travis would just sit down and take that time to spend with her son. And Bo asked if, you know, if he was in the NFL yet, and he said, not yet.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know, it's nice to see that. And if anybody remembers middle school lunches, sometimes those things can be, you know, those are those moments when you're not in class, when it's all just kind of the social atmosphere pressure is going on. And, you know, this guy just sit down and have lunch with this kid. And I bet you he's going to have a lot of people sitting down with him for a little while wanting to visit and hear about what Travis had to say. So I just thought this was a really cool story, and it's just taken off on the Internet. Yeah. And, you know, maybe more people could just reach out. If you see somebody sitting alone, let's take his lead and join people, and maybe we'll make some new friends.
Well, this is what leadership does. It gives us an example. And congratulations to Travis for his heart and his family. I mean, this was something, you know, that he responded to. Obviously, you know, comes from, you know, the family values, the way he was trained up, and to honor, you know, this young boy, you know, Bo, that in a very special way. And, you know, and I got to thank, you know, Travis and Bo for blessing us, because what a precious story. And, you know, and I guess the Seminoles won over the weekend, so hey, may they continue to be blessed. Ranked number four. Let's talk about a startup reconnects homeless people with families. That's a good one.
Well, there's a startup called Miracle Messages that actually started about a year and a half ago with one gentleman. He was just walking down the street, and it was right around Christmas time, and he decided to record every homeless person he saw on the street that day. And he recorded a message. He asked them, do you have any family? Is there anything you'd like to say? Mm-hmm. And so the first guy, one of the first guys he actually talked to was a guy named Jeff who hadn't seen his family in over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so Jeff said that he had a message, and it was for his sister and his nieces and nephews. And whenever the gentleman got home after recording this video, he's like, I don't know what to do with it. And he put it online. And within 20 minutes of putting it online, Jeff's sister reached out to them, and you know, so Jeff isn't alone. There's many other people. They said about 40% of people that make connections with their family are actually getting, it's helping making their life stable again.
Exactly.
And, wow. You know, that's such a great idea because you might not be able to, they might, you know, if you haven't talked to your family in years, you don't know the phone number. You can't just reach out. So even if somebody comes up and gives you a cell phone,
who do you
might
call?
Not be able to do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
wow.
It takes away that pressure.
Exactly. What a great story. And this is technology being used in a very positive way. And a Merry Christmas for some families. Now we got an Olympic athlete auctioning off his medal to pay for a 3-year-old boy's cancer surgery.
Yes, this athlete actually won 11 different medals. And, you know, so Olympic athletes, whenever they win those medals, and he was actually from, you know, this was in Rio this year. He was a Polish track and field star, Piotr Malachowski. And I guess whenever he heard about this little boy, he couldn't hold himself back. And, you know, those medals are priceless. But he decided that he was going to, this is for a 3-year-old boy, and he needed $126,000 surgery to effectively treat the disease. And he announced he would auction off his silver medal. And he posted a link to the online fundraiser. And, you know, and any time a child is sick, that's just heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I think that's just a great thing for him to be able to do. And maybe if more Olympians could follow in his lead and they could change lives just like that, because it never takes away the fact that you won the medal. You still
yeah, without
win,
a doubt.
You know,
yeah.
Like, that medal is just a symbol, and, you know, I'm sure whoever got that medal is very happy, too, but that boy's life will be changed forever.
Well, without a doubt, and you think about, you know, leveraging one victory, you know, toward another and paying it forward like this, wow, that's a special story, you know, for somebody to do that and realize that it's not just about the medal, but what he could do for it. That's awesome. Now, our final story that has gone viral is a teen who didn't finish high school, headed to MIT. I love stories like this. I love people who have big dreams and will not let that dream be stopped. It's kind of like the movie Greater. I don't know if you had a chance to see this movie, the Brandon Brodsworth story. You know, it's kind of like a Rudy story, except he was a walk-on at Arkansas, a Division I football team, and he wouldn't be deferred. He stayed, you know, kept his eye on the ball, and, you know, just a great story, but also, of course, it ends rather sadly. I will tell you that and warn you to bring tissues when you see that movie, but you will be blessed. But a point here is that you appreciate and respect people who have a goal and stay focused on that goal, right?
Oh, that's right. And Malvika Raj Joshi's family decided to unschool her. She's from India. She actually went through school for the equivalent of seventh grade, and then she got really into computers. And, you know, obviously that paid off for her. She won 2 silver medals and 1 bronze in the Olympiad of Informatics, and now she's going to MIT. So that's quite an amazing feat. Not many people who don't graduate from high school are going to be able to say they went there. People who graduate from high school and college, you can't always
end
MIT.
But here so she is. Awesome. Wow. Well, congratulations to her. And this is why you never can say never. Right, Sam?
That's right. Absolutely.
Exactly. Samantha Mills Mao, go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, and you can see these videos and enjoy and be blessed. Thank you, Sam.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.